now call the meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order on Wednesday, March 7th at 5:03 p.m. in the Joe Carr Student Union, room 323. We'll now move on to item 2, roll call.
Director Desimera.
Present.
Assistant Director Batar.
Absent, excused.
Commissioner Adams.
Tardy, excused.
Commissioner Gomez.
Present.
Commissioner Hickman.
Present.
Commissioner McNeil.
I totally missed.
Absent, excused.
Commissioner Raquel.
Present.
Commissioner Fulmer.
Present.
Quorum is present.
Awesome. We'll now move on to item 3, public comments. Are there any public comments from the audience? Seeing none, we'll now move on to item 4, policies, procedures, administrative actions. Move on to item 1, and the commissioner of the following. Emergency Spring 1 Club Sport funding request. Is Rock Climbing Club here?
Yes.
Could you guys give us your name and position in the club?
Jane Duffy, Vice President.
Proxy
for Jane Gershon, President.
Liam B. Treasurer.
Who did you send the proxy email to?
To Liam, I think, or to
Luke Vitar.
Yeah.
Could you show me the email? Yeah, just Luke is in here, so yeah, we need to just need to double check.
I'm checking.
What are your guys' positions again?
Vice President.
Treasurer.
You can send a proxy email.
Oh, I can do it right now.
Yeah, just do it right now.
Sweet.
Yep.
Who do you want me to send that email to?
Director CO at asun.unr.edu.
That's so easy.
The rest of our two things too.
No commercial.
Let me know when you've sent it.
Since he's so popular, it's hard to get him in contact, and it's kind of impossible to get him to come here without funding. And so that's why we're asking for emergency funding.
Okay. Do you guys consider that an emergency?
Yeah.
Okay. Commissioner Hickman?
I reviewed the app, and they have all the emails in there with, like, the date and time stamps, and then
awesome.
Clearly not their fault.
Perfect. Awesome. Who reviewed the application? Commissioner Hickman?
I reviewed the application. So I move to approve Rock Climbing Club emergency on-campus request in the amount of $600.
Second by Commissioner Fulmer. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we'll now move on to a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, see Jared before you leave. All right, well, then we'll move on to item 2. Commissioner of the following offers funding request, Kappa Delta Chi. Sorry, could you guys keep it quiet? We need to go here for the record.
Hi,
sorry, what did you say?
I think we all got a little sidetracked. My name's Rachel, I'm Pleasant.
I'm Ari, I'm Pleasant.
Okay, awesome. Are you guys ASU elected or appointed officials? Could you tell us about your event?
So I'm a little bit confused with that because it's not specifically the event, but it's something that just benefits our chapter.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I think I kind of stated how that, just wasn't sure how to clearly say it. So basically, these are just supplies that we need, that we're in need of for events that we've had, that we're going to have in the future and events that we've had in the past. So if you'll see it, we're trying to request funding for a filing kind of storage cabinet, I guess you could say, and a couple of, how do you call those? I don't know why I can't even, the little, storage boxes, I guess you'd say. Sorry. So we're trying to request that for events that we've held in our chapter has grown over the years, and so sometimes we have accumulated so many things throughout the years, and so we want to be able to put those things in certain areas. And right now, it's been kind of a struggle to keep those materials, in one place, since a lot of sisters don't have a home here, so it's kind of hard. And sometimes we keep them in the car, so it'd just be better if we have a safe, more secure place to keep our stuff. And then for the file cabinet, that's going to benefit our recording secretary. Our rosters, anything like that, especially since our chapter has grown, we have so many things that we have to keep in order.
Yeah. Awesome. Who would be that? For sharing.
I already did the application. I looked at what they said.
Awesome.
So I move to approve Kappa Delta Chi's operations application about $72.72.
Second by Commissioner Palmer. Is there a discussion? Seeing none, I'm going to vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Extensions, motion carries. All right, CJ, please. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Do you guys know where we're at for the capture or operations?
I'm going to share a bonus. The members of the council.
Yes,
of course. So whatever you're saying.
They're all members.
That is the way we communicate with everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Commissioner Palmer.
Yeah, I was just going to add, it's their title on the website is
Engineering Leadership Council. So it's not really like
yeah, it's not for
going towards
it's for our members.
Yeah, it's just like
our members just have
club members.
Yeah, it's kind of like a clubception kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can go to the website right now and look at it. If you got any doubts.
It's kind of nice. Yeah. The website's nice.
I know, right? Thanks.
Do you know what I'm
going to do? I'm going to say 5:12.
All right, Trisha has locked in a room at 5:12 p.m. Is there any more discussion? Is there any motions? Commissioner Palmer?
I move to approve Engineering Leadership Council's operations application in the amount of $96.
Commissioner Gomez seconds. Is there any discussion? Seeing no one, I'll move on to the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. See Jared before you leave.
A quick question. There is
yeah.
still a meeting next week, correct? The ones that are canceled are like the spring break ones, right?
So the email doesn't necessarily mean like canceled. It just means like pushed back. Yeah.
Yeah, but there is one next
There is one next
week.
Week.
Okay,
yeah.
So I have
it's just we don't have one in spring break.
Okay, I have an application for that and I need to get it in and start and buy the stuff for them. So
can you email me before 6 p.m.? Or,
we all
read, or did you email Luke?
We emailed Luke
oh,
like
that's
Sunday
fine.
Night,
that's
but
fine.
I can re-email you
if
you
Oh no, it's fine. If you email Luke, then it's the same thing.
We did, he didn't answer anything back or anything.
That's fine, yeah. He's
cool.
just in really.
Just in case I want to see that it's in because we need
Yeah, I'll double check with him. All right, thank you for letting us know.
Yeah, it's for Wix, so if you want to just email me or something later
awesome.
About it.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys. All right, Omega Delta Sigma.
Hi.
Hey. Could I use your name and position in the book?
I'm here from the Treasury. I'm Trish Arnold. I'm the VP. She's proxying Rob Roy over Devin.
Awesome. You got it? Pushing Gomez? Perfect. All right, could you tell us about... Are you ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
All right. Could you tell us about the application that you gave to us?
So we're requesting funding to purchase hoodies for members with our letters. On the front, we do a lot of like tabling events where it's important for us to represent our club and wear apparel that kind of advertises us to the community. And in the past, we haven't been able to because we don't have like warm stuff.
Also, it helps out because every once in a while, our national doesn't send our gear. So.
Yeah, they need to buy t-shirts.
Christian Gomez.
minor thing. You put it in the food items column. We're not going to eat the sweatshirts. and then for like entering stuff into the spreadsheet, it needs to be itemized as in like the invoice. So I'm going to separate it out by sizes. And so next time, just do that too.
Okay,
sounds good. So I move to, hold on, let me get my spreadsheet ready. So I move to delete food item line 1 and to add non-food item. Non-food item line 1, item name hoodie small, quantity 10, unit price 15. To add non-food item line 2, item name hoodie medium, quantity 10, unit price $15. Non-food item line 3, hoodie large, quantity 10, unit price $15. Non-food item line 4, hoodie XL, quantity 10, unit price $15. Non-food item line 5, hoodie XXL, quantity 5, unit price $15. And then non-food item line 6, item name hoodie 3X, quantity 5, unit price $15 by unanimous consent.
Is there a sense of motion? Seeing that motion carries this week.
Good, it has a Square logo, and then also the unit price for each sweatshirt was like $22, but our cap for sweatshirts and like items is going to be $15. So that's why, that's how much you're going to get funded for. Do you guys have any questions? Awesome. So I move to approve my Omega Delta Sigma's operations application in the amount of $750.
Second by Commissioner Palmer, is there discussion? Seeing no one, I move on to vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, see Jared before you leave. Nevada Advertising Club? Nope. Okay. You an artist, student art club? Yes. Good day, what's your name and position?
Urban Hill is the president.
Daniel Charles, treasurer.
Awesome. Are you guys AFC unelected or appointed officials?
No.
What's first name, last name? ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
No? Okay, that's fine. Can you tell us about the event or the application?
So we're planning on ordering just a bunch of like art supplies. There's mostly paints. There's some brushes too.
Did you guys delete something on your spreadsheet? The food item section? Oh, there it is. Okay, there was.
Okay.
It was really weird. Sorry about that. It went up. Alright, who read the application? Commissioner Adams?
Let's go through. The only thing is that the price for plastic plates is off by 4 cents.
It was probably about at the time.
Oh, okay, yeah. So yeah, well, it's just off, of course, then. And that's not any good. So I moved to change non-code 11 to unit price 294 by any consent.
Is there any sense to the motion? Seeing that motion carries. It's not an application amount of $202.29. Commissioner Gomez.
And then, just like your first page isn't like filled out, but I believe that would be the entire folder I'm trying to do. Or no?
No, it's fine. It'll like, yeah, that can just be handled right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just approve this. Just stops. Okay. Yeah. Never mind.
Commissioner Adams.
And so you're going to be using these paints, though, obviously at that event. But are you going to be using them before that event, or like after that event, or just in general?
Yeah, we'll be using them for like our meetings. Bluffboard paints will be using that.
Okay, cool. I'm just wondering.
Alright. Are there any motions? Commissioner Gomez.
I move to approve UN Artists operations application in the amount of $202.29.
Second by Commissioner Adams, any discussion? See now on the discussion. Commissioner Raquel, do you have something?
I think you were looking at the shipping
one. Yeah, but I didn't think it really mattered. Does it matter whether or not they ship it to them or they go and stop?
I mean, we have a Walmart here, so.
I don't know if they have cars, but I was making assumptions.
Do you guys want to get shipped points cheaper?
I mean, if it's lower, if it ends up being cheaper, then obviously we the funds just be remitted.
Wait, are you talking about like shipping the item?
Well, so there's two prices on this Walmart screenshot. There's one price that includes shipping and another one that shows if you go pick up. So I just funded them at the higher price one, and then if they end up being cheaper by amount of less than 80 cents, then I was just going to assume that less than 80 cents amount would have gotten committed. So.
Okay, what do you guys think? Commissioner Gomez.
80 cents.
Are you guys going to drive to Walmart to get all the stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you change it accordingly?
We would have
to. We're in the discussion right now.
Yeah.
You can't retract.
We have to vote no on this.
Alright.
We have to keep consistency
with
the commission.
Just vote no and then just vote. Yeah. Alright. See, no more discussion. I'm going to vote. All in favor say aye. Against?
Nay.
Extensions? Motion fails. All right, now we can make the motion change. Or, yeah, do what you
easy fix.
Commissioner Raquel?
I move to change line item number 11 to unit price of 217 by unanimous consent. $2.17.
Okay. Is there any sense in the motion? Seeing no motion carried. It's not an application amount of $201.52. Commissioner Raquel?
I move to approve UNR Dennis Student Art Club for the operations application at the amount of $201.52.
Second by Commissioner Gomez, any discussion? Seeing now, we'll move on to vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? All right, CJR, before you leave. Awesome. Do you guys know where? Do you guys, whatever. How do you vote? Commissioner Gomez, have you heard anything?
Okay. Just a little bit of application. Just supporting those.
Did they say? And then I also know that T wasn't able to make it.
Oh, yeah, I got notified about that from Luke. We're going to move on to item 5. Approval is closed. Is there a turn? Kristen isn't able to make it today. She notified me through email, so we're just going to put her on the next agenda. We'll move on to item 4. Let me contact Luke real quick about at 12, just in case. Unless someone wants to do a report or an update. Christian, which one is it? Assistant Director Vitar Watan Room at 5:25 p.m. Do you know where Advertising Club is?
No, he emailed me something. He said, what if I can't make it today? I said, no problem. I said, I could put you on. He said, when will you hear next? And I said, oh, whenever you email me, I'll put you on the next available one. I put him on the next one just in case. But he never gave me any confirmation.
That works. Okay. So then we're done.
We're done?
Yeah. Commissioner Adams, is this something you absolutely need to update on today?
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm presenting my new club workshop at Sierra Hall tonight at 8:20 to 8:30-ish.
What's your name? Sorry.
Alyssa, I'm here with Daniel.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Ad club?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you know where he is?
I just emailed him, and I said, are you here? And I haven't gotten a response yet.
Do you want to assist in your
department? Did you communicate with him at all today?
All he told me was to be here at 5:25.
When?
Today.
When did he tell you that?
Like, earlier today. Has that changed?
I don't know. I mean, he emailed me something very vague. So.
It's usually vague.
Gosh.
He said he gets out of class at 5:25. He did tell me that.
So my new club workshop.
Hold on, we're not there yet. We gotta move into the item. We moved back to 4 because we're waiting for Ad Club. Chris Adams, hold on. We'll move into item 6, Fridays in the Fire Initiatives. Which one is this, short term, long term?
Short term.
Item 2, there you go. Now you have the table.
The new club workshop. So the first thing in that series will be tonight at Sierra Hall around 8:20, 8:30-ish. So come as I give a presentation to Sierra Hall's Leadership Council. Be there, be square.
Aren't you on that?
He's the president.
That's what I thought.
All right, thanks for the update. Okay. Any other updates? Commissioner Hickman.
So the SAS change is going to be on the GoBox agenda for next Friday.
Love it.
And then it will be on Senate after spring break. So that's super great. I'm working on
Okay. Is there anything else for short-term projects? Commissioner Fulmer?
So I've reached out to two clubs so far about unused funding. They both have gotten back to me about saying they had no idea that ASUN provided funding. So we're going to do a little chit-chat, and I'm going to fill them in on all the things we do.
Oh, gosh.
And then I'm also starting to work with Katie on the club awards.
Awesome. Yeah, we just need to get as much done with that as soon as possible because it's April 14th, right? Oh, wait, no. No, sorry. 15th? I'm sorry, I have another thing on April 14th, I'm sorry.
Okay.
anything else short term? Commissioner Raquel. The bulletin board
is finally official now, so.
Perfect, okay. Can we send? Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Do you know how much?
No.
Okay.
So.
I'm sorry.
We'll talk about this. Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Pretty sure we got something.
The club survey. We have a question for it, and we'll be sending that out.
Perfect. All right. Item 3. Year-long projects. What should you go miss?
You're done with inactive clubs. So I met with Jared, and what is it? For the clubs who didn't respond to my, it's my email saying, are you active or not? We have deemed them inactive, and we went about with the new transition of, the new club master list. And so I just gave the names to Jared, and we're finally done with that project.
Awesome. Any other go on?
And then, just for everyone to know, if you go to the funding page, I finally split out that big paragraph of orange links, so then now it just says, please use the following links to apply for funding, those three. And then, if you have any questions, use the other three. If you guys have anything else that you want, changed or has been, confusing clubs on the website, let me know, and then I can just change it already.
Awesome. So you're the one who did that. Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, then we'll move on to item 4. Or move back to item 4. Commissioner McNeil watching everyone 5:30 p.m. We'll then move on to 4A2. Commissioner of the Fall Operators Funding Request, Nevada Advertising Club. You guys use your name, position in the club.
Daniel Lang, President.
Who do you send the email to?
I think
it's at Joel. Send it
to your time. You sent me one with, Cody.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Cody couldn't make it.
Can you just send me another email real quick?
Is that the genus emails that she's back to the treasurer?
No, it has to be from you or the treasurer.
Give me a sec.
That's what.
Is the meeting usually this time? That was something that was really confusing.
No, it was 5. You know, 5:30 on Tuesdays. So we needed to order.
Or 7:30 on Tuesdays.
7:30.
So, how do they move to Wednesday now?
Yeah, how do they?
Sorry. There's an agenda error on yesterday's.
That caused a lot of confusion for us to figure out what to do. Okay, let me send that over. What's the name of that email?
Oh, department 3-5 department or 3-7 department meeting. I want to say.
Thank you.
Bless you.
I guess AES and Lieutenant are appointed officials.
Nope.
You. AES and Lieutenant are appointed officials. Alright. Can you tell us about your event? Our application, sorry.
Well, it's all for recruitment stuff, and as we've talked before, AdClub is working on better advertising, and so we thought about what would be something flashy that would actually be noticeable, and one of the big things that we thought were we're focused on networking, and we're focused on just getting our name and image out there. So first I'll talk about the name badges, I guess. With networking, one of the biggest things about our small club is that the professional community and the student community, it's pretty easy for us to get to know people, but it's faster if we have something that shows our credibility, because a lot of the other clubs have really strong student national chapters, but ours doesn't. It's basically student chapters, then connected professional. There's no like national board of students. So that sort of stuff is to make us look more credible when we're at a networking event, which even we have one coming up this Friday. So there's always opportunities where it could be useful for people to see us and think, okay, they're a credible club. The thing with the hats is on the more upcoming weather, we're thinking people don't wear their t-shirts as much, which is not always a big issue, especially because people have to wear other sorts of things. But we thought about how caps were something that would be, especially with the color, and work with almost any Nevada-related outfit, but something that would be easily eye-catching, something attractive, make people ask, well, what's that? And ultimately, with these two items, and hopefully some more we've been thinking about trying to get later, it's a matter of showing people that, first of all, we're credible. Second, we're good at advertising. We're a club who does it well, so that people who are also interested in advertising or good at it can look at us and think, they must be a good group, they must be a good community. So that's where those two items are coming out of. We feel that these seem like strong, credible kind of things to help us build that sort of reputation. And then from there, we can bring people in, show them the events, and get them more enthused that way.
Awesome. Who would be that? Can we share account?
I just have to change the unit price on the hats real quick.
But other than that, okay. Oh, on the hats, there was some sort of like $20.
I
didn't know the best way to add it. I just decided I'll just add them all up together and divide it by 30, but
okay.
We're not going to work fast. It was just the quote the whole shop gave me.
Okay, I'll add that then.
Okay.
I moved to change line item number 1 to a unit price of $10.21. And then add line item number 3, name artwork. Quantity 1 at a unit price of $20 by unanimous consent.
Is there any sense of motion? Seeing that motion carries. The sound app. application, the amount of $460. Commissioner Gomez?
Commissioner Urquell, did you get a design for the hats?
I did, yeah.
Okay, and it didn't have the ASUN logo?
It was in the back.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I was going to say, you sent me the same
design. Yeah, yeah. Wolf Shop was like, hey, we can do something different that'll probably look better. And I'm like, yeah, it looks better.
And then I noticed on your invoice for the badges, there's also a charge for proofs.
Oh, okay.
Did you want that covered as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say that part.
I moved to add line item number 4, item name proofs.
Like that item
name? Unit price of quantity 1, unit price $30 by unanimous consent.
Is there any sense to the motion? Seeing that motion carries, it's on an application amount of $446. Commissioner Raquel?
I move to approve Nevada Advertising Club for the operations app at the amount of $446.30.
$0.30.
Is it not 30 cents?
I have 30 cents.
Unit price for the hats was $10.21.
Oh. There you go. Yeah, that works. Sorry. Second by Commissioner Fulmer, is there any discussion? See, now we'll move on to vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. See, Jared, before you leave?
Cool.
All right.
Since
we started, move back to 6, and here, we have 3 year long projects. So, what's a year long project update?
Sorry, give me a second.
Do you guys have a year long project update? Nope. All right. Item 4, farm initiative, any update on that? Nope, okay. All right. Does anybody have a report? No, okay. We'll now move on to item 13, public comment. Is there any public comment from the audience? Seeing none, we'll now move on to item 14, adjournment. I see a motion to adjourn at 5:41 p.m. Commissioner Fulmer. Second by Commissioner Gomez, any discussion? See now and then move on to vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. I now adjourn this meeting at 5:41 p.m.